Tamara Wallace with KFRM, and I'm with Kim Tudor, and she is in the fungicide department, and she's going to tell us about the preventive fungicide application.
Good morning, Tamara. Thanks for having me. So I do think it's important to highlight, you know, a lot of folks coming out of 2023, generally speaking, it was kind of a hot and dry year. You know, a lot of folks didn't really have disease as being top of mind. But what I do think is important to also note is that certain parts of the country did see pop-up showers kind of in the latter part of June and into July. And what we noticed, in particular with regards to tar spot, which has now spread into Kansas, is that that IPM pipe tar spot map started to light up like a Christmas tree. So my point is that those fungal pathogens and inoculum are present in the soil, and all it takes is just a little bit of a shift in the weather pattern. You've got to get that humidity, that moisture, and those diseases are really going to start and rear their ugly heads. So when I think about diseases that we would encourage growers to keep top of mind in 2024, first and foremost is going to be tar spot in corn. We've seen upwards of 50 bushel an acre yield losses, and it's one of those situations where if you take that wait and see approach, it really can have a negative impact on your bottom line. The BASF solution is Zeltima fungicide. It's the number one fungicide in terms of controlling tar spot as well as other problematic diseases in corn, gray leaf spot, northern corn leaf blight, southern corn leaf blight, rust, etc. And it's really incredible because it's also going to bring optimized growth efficiency as well as environmental stress mitigation. So I know folks, it's like looking into a crystal ball. What's 2024 going to be like? Who knows? We can't really predict the weather, but so well. But what we do know is that stress is constant. So regardless of the stress that your crop is under, whether it's hot or dry or wind or hail, our performance-driven fungicide brands like Zeltima fungicide can provide growers that consistency and performance year in and year out to help you hedge your bets and feel confident that you've done everything to protect your investment. Now, conversely, when I think about the wheat acre, which I know you all have a lot of in Kansas, I think about Fusarium head blight and the potential impact to growers' bottom line. So Fusarium head blight is a problem because not only will it reduce your yield, but it also impacts wheat grain quality. So Fusarium head blight produces vomitoxins. One of those vomitoxins is DON. And DON is a problem because it causes toxic effects in both animals and in humans. So the EPA implemented a limit on the amount of DON vomitoxin that can be present in your grain when you take it to the elevator. And that level's really low. It's 2 parts per million. That's 2 little wheat grains in a million, right? So it doesn't take a lot to start and trigger those dockage fees. And so when we think about, again, protecting your bottom line, BASF's most recent wheat fungicide innovation is Ferrex fungicide. And it is the best at combating Fusarium head blight and that DON production. Again, thinking about optimal application timing, which is really important, is going to be that FEET 10.5.1 or that early to mid flowering growth stage. So at BASF, we are committed to helping growers get the most out of every acre, regardless of the threat that you're facing year in and year out. And just wish everybody a successful 2024 season. Go ahead and start having those preventative planned fungicide applications with your retailer now.
And that was Kim Tudor, and I am Tamara Wallace with KFRM, and we're at the Commodity Classic here in Houston, Texas, and Kim is with BASF.
Found out.